Everybody, we are in Parashat Ki Tetze. Ki Tetze. Let's open the Parasha and see what we're going to talk about.
There is a lot of
things. Shmot, Vayikra, Tazria, Korach, Shoftim, Ki Tetze. Okay, let's see what we opened here. Ki Tetze. Okay, I said to myself, I'm going to. Well, you open here. I opened here. Let's see what we're going to talk about.
It's bigger than.
No, I'm doing just open, and wherever I opened, I'm going to talk about. So. Because you opened the beginning and I opened the end.
Okay.
So we'll start from the end and then go back to the beginning. Okay?
Okay.
So, Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek b'derech b'tzitzei Mitzrayim. Amalek, which is we all know, and because it's in the end of the parasha, normally we don't talk about it, we don't get to it. So today, I open at the end of the parasha, we're going to start with Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek. And of course, it's connected to what's happening today. We are in Chodesh Elul, Chodesh Aslicha v'Rachamim. We are approaching Rosh Hashanah, and we have to prepare ourselves. And we have to remember, Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek. What is the problem with Amalek? Who is Amalek? Amalek is the Yetzer Hara that tries to go against everything we believe in. But he's got a problem. As long as we are connected, b'machane, v'yezanev becha kol anechshalim acharecha. We will see that in our parasha we talk about or wrote about a machane. What is a machane? A camp. Or gathering together of people, a group. And the meaning of it is very simple. When I am a part of a group, it's much easier for me to fight Yetzer Hara. And what does it mean? I'm going to write about it. I wrote about it on this Shabbos. That I've been now in Europe in the Dolomites or whatever you call it.
Italy.
How do you call it? Dolomites? It's okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Unbelievable view.
Beautiful.
And it's the first time we're doing something with
you
a group.
Stayed in the hotel there? The kosher hotel?
We stayed not in the kosher hotel there. We stayed on the Marmelada. Marmelada is this big mountain, and underneath this is a hotel, which Tuplus took it, and they made the whole hotel kosher. By the way, it belongs to, a Belgian Jew. But it's a not kosher hotel normally, but they took it. For the whole
like
summer.
The summer,
they took it for the whole summer, and everybody, like the whole hotel, the whole crew, the cooks, everything is either from Israel or they hired the help from other places.
And it was in the Lomitas.
Yes,
yeah, but it's in
It's not so. It's from this hotel to the other hotel. The kosher hotel is open the whole year. It's a Jewish hotel.
It was wonderful.
It's open the whole year, and it's.
It's kosher all the year.
Yes, yeah, it's very interesting. That hotel is open.
What is the name
they
of the
told
hotel?
Me a few
it's
months a year. It's closed.
Hotel.
My kosher hotel. That's
what
it's called.
It's called. My kosher.
So you cannot.
My kosher hotel.
Yes, yeah. You cannot miss it. You see, my kosher hotel, and it is kosher. Not like sometimes people write kosher and it's not kosher.
Oh, it's a lot of Haredim.
No. It's not Haredim.
I mean, I came into show.
Hi, good evening. It's okay,
What time did you come?
What?
Well, he came
at. I came 5 minutes ago.
Oh.
It's okay, we just now started. You're talking about Amalek, you're talking about being a part of a group. And as being a part of a group, what we see, Ki tetze machane al oivecha is also a pasuk in our parsha. When you go on your enemy, and the enemy we talk about is the Yetzer Hara. Of course, there's the normal enemy, but the enemy we're talking in our parsha, the meaning of it for our day today in Chodesh Elul is Yetzer Hara. And as I said, we came back from holiday and the Dolomites, whatever you call it, and it was beautiful, unbelievable, but. It was the first time in Italy on the mountains. Yes, very nice, very nice. And it's the first time we did it with a group. Because normally we do it by ourselves. We don't like to be a part of a group. But, you know, my wife says, I don't like you. Every time you're looking for a minion, you're looking for kosher food, you're looking for this, you're looking for that. And then I have to see how we get there. I want quiet.
Sheket
nafshi, I want. where you have your davening, you have your kosher food, and you have everything organized. You don't have to do anything. I don't like
right,
so much
it's not
to drive.
Like it's a group that they form for you, not that you form.
Yeah, they form for me.
You
can join. Yes, you can go to the hotel by itself, and you can also join the all the journeys they do every day. And it was very interesting. But the interesting thing is to understand what it is to be a part of a group. Now, if I go by myself, I have to look for kosher food. I have to look for other things. So when you're in a group, it's much easier. That's what I'm saying. To fight Yetzer Hara, when you're in a group like you that keep mitzvahs. So it's much easier for you to keep the mitzvah. So in other words, one of the ways to fight Yetzer Hara is to be a part of a good group. Okay?
Good group.
Because it was very interesting. One of the ladies there told me that her husband wanted to go to a different group which was a little cheaper, but they were traveling on Shabbos. So he told his wife, you know, nobody's going to see us. Nobody knows us. So what's the problem? We'll go on Shabbos. She says, what do you mean nobody's going to see us? Kodesh Boruch is going to see us.
Yeah, you said that, the wife?
The wife says, Kodesh Boruch is going to see us. What do you mean nobody's going to see us? So they decided, Baruch Hashem, to join the kosher group, which keep not only kosher, they also were religious. And the thing is, really, if you think about it, a lot of times you go abroad and you go by yourself, or you go with group of people that not exactly like you. You go on a cruise or wherever you go. And then it depends what is your level, of course. But it's very easy not to do anything. Yeah. You said, okay, what can I do? I've got no minion. I've got no kosher food. I'll eat this, I'll eat this. I compromise. In other words, this is the problem. Now, if I am a part of a good group, so it's much easier for me to fight Yetzer Hara. Because not only this, let's say I'm somebody who doesn't like to go to Davon, Mincha, Mari, maybe I go to Shachar, maybe not to Shachar. Now, if the whole group goes, I feel bad not to be there.
We went to China, and the whole group, we came, to the place for dinner. Before we had dinner, the men all went upstairs to Davon with Mari. So two men didn't go. They sat with us. The first day. The second day, they had the kippah, they went to the
top. Exactly. And that's exactly the point. That's the point. If we want to fight Yetzer Hara, that's the way to fight it. The first thing is, the beginning of the parasha, Ki tetzeh lemilchama lo ivecha. You don't wait for Yetzer Hara to come to you. You fight with him outside. Don't let him go in you. Because if he's in you, you have a problem. Now, so the first thing is, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you, do the first act. Go out on war. Show me that you're doing something. Chodesh Elul. Now, if you're doing something, Unetano Hashem Elokecha B'yadecha. God is going to give Yetzer Hara in your hands. You're going to win the war. Not the whole war, because the war goes on and on and on. Yetzer Hara is not something that you finish. You have to go on and on. But this is the way. You have to show God, especially at that time. This time, Chodesh Elul, it's much easier. And you try, you'll see. You just have to ask God. It's like I told you the story years ago, I think, about this doctor, young doctor. The first shipment is got. He has to stay on duty for the night. And the whole machlaka is full with very, very ill people. Right? Talking about life and death.
Seriously
ill. And he has to stay there by himself. He comes to the Rosh Machlaka, to the head of the machlaka, and told him... How can I do this? So I told him, that's your job. You have to do it. Of course, it's your first time. We understand. Everything is okay. But anyway, if you have a lot of problems, you've got a phone number, and you have a few doctors that are on a waiting list, and like they are on standby. And in a minute something happens, you call them. Okay? So he stayed, didn't know what he's going to do. And unfortunately, the meeting he started... Problems happened. This guy and the other guy and this guy. He had to go from bed to bed, and really he didn't rest for a minute. Unfortunately, just before he's finishing his duty, one of the ill people died. He couldn't get in time there. A few days later, he gets an invitation to court. He's got a court case. And they are suing him for negligence. And he stands in front of the judge, and he says, "Judge, how can you even think to sue me? You know, I have witnesses. I didn't rest for a minute the whole night. I was running from bed to bed. And you're suing me on negligence? He says, sorry, I want to ask you something. What did they tell you when you started your duty? What did they tell you? If you have problems, what to do?
Call.
Call the other doctors. Why didn't you call them? Nobody asked you to deal with the situation by yourself. If you couldn't manage, you had to ask for the other doctors to come and help you. God is telling us, you cannot do this by yourself. Yetzer Hara is very strong. If you try to fight him by yourself, something wrong is going to happen. So what do? You call God. You ask God to help you. That's what he wants you to do. Ki tetze lemilchama loivecha. Do the first step. Call me. Come to me. It's like, what is Chodesh Elul? Chodesh Elul is the time when God is really acting like a father. He's near us and he wants us to come back. He wants us to come back. It's like the Rav Pinkus Asal says, you have two ways to do tshuva. We talked about it a lot. One way is the hard way. Do tshuva. You know, the Rambam says, if you want to do a proper tshuva, you have to get to the same place and get the same situation and don't do the sin. We all know that if we stand in the same situation, we might do it again. And by the way, a lot of our sages say, don't fight Yetzer Hara, don't confront him, because he's much stronger than you. So how can you do what the Rambam says? Says Rav Pinkus Zatzal, there is the hard way, and there is the easy way. Yes, there is an easy way. What is the easy way? You just show God that you love him. It's like a father didn't see his son for a whole year because his son didn't behave nicely. And the father, you know, it's his son, he loves him. So he decides, I'm going to go to come to my son and I'm going to show him that I love him. So he sees his son and he opens his arms to hug his son. What would you do now? Or what should you do? Or what is the logic thing to do?
To run
into arms of the calf of your father. But imagine to yourself that instead of running to the arms of the father, you turn away and go. This is the worst thing you can do. Because God comes to you, tells you, I'm here. Ani le dodi ve dodi li. Hamelech basadeh. The king is here. He wants us. He loves us. He wants us just to show him, says the Rav Pinkus, the only thing you have to do now is to run and hug the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when you hug the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he hugs you. So now you're already starting the way. Ki tetze lemilchama aloivecha. So if you do the first step, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to help you to do the rest. And believe me, if you will see that a lot of things that we do during the year, it's much easier that time. Try and see. It's much easier now to fight it. Because we have a special help. The whole year we have a help. But this time, if we ask God, we have much more help than go through the whole year. Try it and you see. Much easier. And the other way is, one of the psukim of Tzad, Ki tetze machane aloivecha. So we understand we have to do the first step. So the Torah gives you another clue. Another help. It tells you the Torah, if you want to be successful with this fight, don't go alone. Don't go alone. Go as a part of a congregation. Go as a part of a group. And as we said, a good group.
Group therapy.
No. It always, if you are by yourself, it's very hard to fight things. But when you're in a group that go on the same way, it's much easier because everybody is helping each other. And by the way, see, when you go in a group, for example, we had two girls on our group. Every time we stopped in any place, they were the last one to come. You tell them a time, they come 10 minutes later. And now
there was somebody in the group.
So, but from the other side, you had people complaining it's not hard enough. Like climbing was not hard enough. And others were complaining it's too hard. So the thing is, if you think about it, you learn that as a group, you have to compromise and you have to give, to share. So this is being a part of a group. In other words, the group protects you. a group is, and you know also that at the end of the day, even if I came a little late, the group is going to wait for me. And if I did something or I complain, there is somebody to talk with. I'm not alone.
There's plenty of complaining.
That's Am Yisrael.
I saw a group also, there was a group from Israel.
That's exactly the problem. The problem is, let's say you fall on a bad group. So instead of doing good, that's the worst thing you can do. So in other words, you have to choose the right group. Now, when you choose the right group and you're in the group, everything is okay. What is Amalek doing? Amalek is waiting for those who go out of the group. Asher yezanev becha kol hanechashalim acharecha. Those who go behind. Those who are not a part of the group, Amalek, which is Yetzer, he is waiting for them. And the minute you're not a part of the group, he catches you. And when he catches you, it's no end to it. In our parsha, we see a beautiful thing. We see mitzvah goreret mitzvah. You do one mitzvah, the reward is another mitzvah. From the other side, if you do a sin, the reward is another sin. In avera goreret avera, mitzvah goreret mitzvah. Now, we are standing in front of Chodesh Elul, and as I talked about in the beginning of the week, also there was, I don't know if I think I told you, when there was a TV program about those collectors, you know, they collect things,
yeah,
and they fill their house with things till the point that they have to
in order
to get to the toilet, he has to go from here and climb, go underneath. So they had this television program that they find all those
collectors,
and they offer them a lot of money in order to film the situation, but also to solve the problem. They had to agree that at the end of the program, one of the thing is, after they tell the story and they show what they collect, they bring a few lorries and they take everything out of the house. They clean the house. And you know, some of the people were laughing. He says, what, you want to clean this house? You know, in order to clean this house, you need to bring a few semi-trailers in order to take out what I've got here. He says, don't worry. And this is a big lesson. What is the lesson? Imagine to yourself, this guy, the whole house is filled with junk. He cannot even go into the entrance. Now it starts raining. And he looks at the house, I cannot clean the house. But at least clean the entrance. When you clean the entrance, at least you can cover yourself from the rain. At least you have a roof over your head. And that's what exactly the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us. Some people say, you know, I look at my house, it's full with sins. Full! So the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling you, okay, I don't expect you to clean the whole house. But I do expect you at least clean the entrance. Chodesh Elul is the entrance. At least at that time, clean the entrance. So you can go through the gate into the new year. But if you don't clean the entrance, you're outside in the rain. You will not go to the new year. In other words, we have to take Chodesh Elul, because a lot of people tell me, you know, I'm promising things, but you know, after Rosh Hashanah, then Yom Kippur, and then I go back to what I used to do, and nothing helps. So what's the point? It's like I'm promising God things, and I don't deliver. So I'm better off not to promise and not to do anything. Is he right or wrong?
Wrong.
Why is he wrong?
Because he stays in the same place that he was. Right. He's not trying to change.
You never, by the way, you never stay in the same place. It's like
back.
In business, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's either you go
forward
or you go backwards. There is no, if you stand, you fall.
Stagnate.
It's like I told you, it's like a bicycle.
Yeah.
If it's hard, it means you're going up. When it's hard with the bicycle, it means you're going up. I'm not talking about electric bicycle, yes? Okay. Because today you don't go bicycle, you have to be careful. You know, we're talking about normal bicycle. By the way, in Europe, I didn't see those electric bicycles. Everybody's going on normal prices, doing exercise. Anyway, on bicycle, if it's hard, means you're going up. If it's easy,
you're going down.
You're going down. If you stop,
you fall.
You fall. That's the way in business, And that's the way also in the spiritual world. In other words, you cannot, like, my wife told me, you know, wow, why do you do all this? Why do you need this time? We've got enough. So I told you, in business, you cannot stand. You cannot stay in the same situation, because staying in the same situation is falling. It's going backwards. You cannot. You have to go always in, and that's also in the spiritual world. In other words, it doesn't matter what situation you are. God is promising you one thing. I don't expect you to do the whole thing by yourself. I'm going to help you. I'm put you a battery on your normal bicycle, and suddenly your bicycle will be an electric bicycle. And it will be easier for you to go up. But at the beginning, you have to do the first movement by yourself. That's what God wants us to do. You start the movement by yourself, and then God helps you. And this is Ki tetzeh lemilchama al oyvecha. And this is our fight. And the easiest way to do it, to be a part of a group. Like, imagine to yourself, somebody is cycling by himself, or somebody is cycling with a group. It's much easier and nicer when you have people near you. And that's in everything in life. Human being is a social animal. That's what he is. You cannot be by yourself. Adam uchaya chevratit. That's what he is. You try and see. To be lonely is not a nice thing. Everybody wants to be a part of a group. It's being a couple, it's being with friends, it's much nicer. Of course, you have to choose the right friends. No doubt about it. But that's exactly the point. Now, Ki tetzeh lemilchama al oyvecha says, what's happening now in this war? Eshet yefa toa. What is Eshet yefa toa? This guy is going, he sees this beautiful woman and he wants her. She's a shiktsa. And then the Torah tells you, this guy is married to a woman that he hates and a woman that he loves. Who is the one who hates? This is the shiksa that he took. Eshet yefat Torah. And then what happens later on in the parsha? Ben sorer umore. That's the next step. And then mishpat mavet. And then death. In other words, if you go in the wrong way, one thing leads to the other thing. Avera goreret avera. From the other side, they're telling us about the nest of a bird. Ki kare ken tzipor lefanecha. So you send the mother, and you can take the eggs or the
children.
And then you see the development of things. Then you have a house, and you build a fence. Then you have a donkey and an ox. And then, in other words, you see that you do one mitzvah, you get another mitzvah. And with this mitzvah, you get more things. In the beginning, you did this small mitzvah of shiluach haken, sending the bird. Then you have a house. Because in order to build the fence, you need a house. You have a house. If you haven't got a house, you don't need to build a fence. And if you have a donkey and an ox, it means you have now also cattle. You have also other things. And in other words, if you do a good thing, mitzvah goreret mitzvah. It's an interesting point when we're talking about Ki tasim me'akel gagecha. So you have to put a fence on the roof that nobody will fall. So they say it's here also a clue for those who build a house. They should put a fence, you know, a border to what they are going to take money-wise. What their intention is to take on this house. Because people say, okay, we're going to invest $200,000. But they finish with $400,000. We're going to put $100,000 and they finish in $200,000. Want to do a kitchen, $50,000, they finish with $100,000. When you all know the story?
Yeah.
You tell me, you started with something and you went into the budget and you put exactly what you wanted to put in the beginning?
Yeah.
So the Torah is telling you, put a border. Otherwise, ki pol hanofel, you will fall. And how true it is. You have a plan, stick to the plan, put a fence around it. You can take, okay, instead of 100, 150, but put a fence, because otherwise you will fall. In other words, the Torah is telling us a lot of things. When you look at the psukim, we have to learn what's all about. So we talk about Eshet Yefatua. We talk about Amalek.
Even if what? You go in the supermarket,
everything
you,
in life.
You need to put that.
Yes, yes, yes. Of course. Everything in life, if you know what you want and you put an order, so you keep yourself in the right position. If you don't keep track of what you do, that's the problem. Amalek. What is Amalek? What is Amalek really telling us? Amalek is trying to fight the truth. Why? Because it doesn't like the truth. It's like you see all those sometimes stupid explanation about, you know, for somebody told me they found in where it was, I think in the Galilee, I think they found a stone that is written of something about the son of David or something. So the archaeologists from Tel Aviv, which don't like that everything goes according to the Torah, said it's not David, it's Dod.
Dod.
David is Dalet, Vav Dalet. David. It also can be Dod. So if you want to play games, you can play games. You can say whatever you want. The thing is, that's Amalek. Amalek is trying, he knows the truth. Amalek knew the truth. And he came and fought Am Israel. He knew what to buy, because there are three ways to fight. One way is to ignore it. The second way is join it. And the third way is fight it. And what is Amalek doing? He's fighting it. Now, why is he so successful? Why do we have to be worried about Amalek? Why? Because if you know the truth, we won't do it, won't we? Imagine to yourself somebody diabetic goes, he loves cakes. That's why he's diabetic now.
Seven Liars cake.
And he goes in front of in front of Kikar HaIkar, and they put in the fence there in the Kikar HaIkar, they put this beautiful cake.
Seven Layers.
Whatever you like, whatever with the... What do you like?
Seven Layers cake.
Of what?
To eat.
No, what do you want on the layers? What do you want there to be? What
chocolate.
Chocolate, you've got chocolate.
Cream.
Cream, you've got cream. Strawberry. What do you want? What more? And all the good things. Yeah. And it just now came out of the oven, so the smell... You smell it.
Tempting.
It's so tempting. And the cake is looking at you, and you are looking at the cake. It's looking at you, and looking at the cake. And what do?
You go in.
You go in and buy the cake. It says, I'm going to eat only one slice. And you start cutting, you know. Oh, one slice, another slice. And suddenly you find out there is only one slice left. It says, you know what, one slice left. I'll eat this also. So you finished everything up. And then after you finished, oy vavoy, what have I done? If they don't rush you to hospital because you're diabetic, and you just now ate a whole cake full of sugar.
Yeah.
But that's life. That's Amalek. He sees the cake, he says, like somebody sees, you know, we have this thing, you know, without sugar. It's written, lelo.